From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A long-range U.S. military bomber flies over South Korea. The flyover appears to be in response to North Korea's latest nuclear weapons test. The B-52 bomber was seen flying over Osan Air Base before heading back to Guam. U.S. actor Sean Penn met with his Mexican drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman in Mexico months before Guzman's capture. The meeting was for an interview published on the website of Rolling Stone magazine. Guzman told Penn he supplies more heroin, methamphetamine, cocaine, and marijuana than anyone else in the world. Penn described Guzman as entirely unapologetic. At least four people were killed Sunday in northern Yemen when a missile hit a medical clinic operated by the aid group Doctors Without Borders. The group says the missile struck the Shayara Hospital in Sada province. The charity says 10 people were wounded in the shelling, including three staff members. Egypt held an opening session of parliament Sunday, the chamber's first session in more than 3 years. The assembly has 15 days to ratify hundreds of executive decrees issued by President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, or the laws will be repealed. Egypt has not had a parliament since 2012, when a court dissolved a democratically elected legislature dominated by the Muslim Brotherhood. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani on Sunday traveled to eastern Nangarhar province, where he met with officials and tribal leaders to assess concerns that the Islamic State group is gaining ground in the province. This is VOA News. Arab League foreign ministers expressed solidarity with Saudi Arabia during a meeting Sunday in Cairo to discuss the recent attacks on its diplomatic missions in Iran. Edward Uranian reports.
The gathering of Arab foreign ministers and diplomats applauded as the United Arab Emirates Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed blasted Iran. He claims that Iran uses sectarianism as a tool to impose its hegemony over the region and to meddle in the internal affairs of Arab states. He alleged that it supports extremist groups, trains and arms terrorists, and creates militias to spread chaos and violence and destabilize the area. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Republican Party presidential candidates Donald Trump and Ted Cruz are in a virtual dead heat in Iowa. Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are also locked in a close race there. Those figures come from the latest NBC News Wall Street Journal Marist poll. Clinton and Sanders also are within the margin of error in New Hampshire, while Trump has built a 16-point lead in the state. Iowa holds its caucuses on February the 1st, while the New Hampshire primary is February the 9th. A newly arrived Syrian refugee and a Muslim former U.S. soldier will be among the White House invitees sitting with First Lady Michelle Obama Tuesday at President Barack Obama's final State of the Union address. The choice of guests for the First Lady often reflects the president's priorities. The symbolism of these guests is unmistakable at a time when Republican lawmakers and presidential candidates have ramped up their criticism of the idea of accepting more Syrian refugees under the current vetting process. Immigrants in the German city of Cologne are the targets of new protests after some of them are accused of committing sexual assaults and robberies during New Year's Eve celebrations in the city. The attacks, blamed on men of North African and Arab origin, have fueled calls for tighter controls on the country's immigration policies. On Saturday, police used water cannon on some protesters from the anti-immigrant Pegida movement. Thousands of people gathered in Paris Sunday to mark the anniversary of the attacks on the Charlie Hebdo magazine and a Jewish supermarket. The terrorist attacks last January killed 17 people. The event Sunday also remembered the attacks in November when Muslim militants killed 130 people at several locations across France's capital city. Since then, France has declared a state of emergency and closed three mosques thought to have been radicalizing their members. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.